and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen, and I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be discussing spiritual influences on mental health. We all form unhealthy thinking habits. I recited that line as I began the spiel to explain where unhealthy thinking habits originate so many times I could almost say it in my sleep. Client after client, I've explained the general concepts of cognitive behavioral therapy and how our thinking habits affect how we feel and how we behave or react to situations. It's information that is so incredibly important to know, yet it's so infrequently taught. I used to wonder how we could tell when the presentation of mental health illness was a result of spiritual oppression, possession, or simply mental health. I'm realizing now that it's not that cut and dry. From a mental health perspective, we really do form thinking habits, whether positive or negative. We form core beliefs that shape how we view the world and interpret every situation we face. Like looking through colored glasses, they impact how we see and process our experiences. Where do your core beliefs originate? Did you grow up surrounded by criticism and anxiety, anger, depression? What are you surrounding yourself with now? Do you watch television shows that dwell on those themes? Do you spend time with people who respond in those ways? Sometimes core beliefs form as a result of abuse or traumatic experiences. Is that true for you? Scripture says that the devil roams around the earth looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." We know from Scripture that Satan is not omnipresent. As a created being, he can't be everywhere at once. God is omnipresent and can take care of everyone at the same time. Satan's following is limited. The demons that fell with him are limited. He works against us in different ways, but here, he and his demons commonly interfere by planting those seeds of thought. Fear, doubts, insecurities, thoughts of injustice, they begin to grow. He may whisper in our ear, "Come on, you don't really think they could love someone like you, do you? You have a right to be angry. How dare they do that to you?" He stirs the pot. Maybe it's, "You've made too many mistakes for anyone to love you. You'll never be enough." Okay, these statements are a stark contrast from last month's affirmations, aren't they? Because they are lies. He pokes and prods. He pours salt in the wounds. He gets the water churning. He plants weeds among the healthy plants. If we're not alert, we fall for it. We take the bait and we start chewing on those thoughts. They're a bit like poorly prepared squid that seems to become more and more rubbery the more you chew. While you're busy chewing and really working those thoughts over in your head, he's free to move on to the next individual and wreak havoc there too. The thinking habit takes shape. If we start to realize and make changes, around he comes to fight a little harder. He wants to keep us distracted and defeated. He doesn't want us to replace that unhelpful self-talk with truth, because then he can't win. He wants us to keep the stinking thinking. So as we say about the stinking thinking, we have to change it. If you followed Everyday Incredible at all, I'm sure you've heard a few ideas by now about how to catch and challenge the negative thoughts that come. Some of those ideas may be keeping a record of how often you have those negative thoughts. You can use a journal, use a thought record smartphone app, or just use your phone. Keep track. As you become more aware, it becomes easier and easier to resist. Also, surround yourself with people who are in the habit of focusing on the truth rather than the lies of Satan. I've heard it said that you're the average of the five people you're around the most, so keep that in mind. The third tip, replace those negative thoughts with affirmations, scripture, and prayer. The more you recognize those unhelpful thoughts, the stronger you become in the war against any evil forces of this world. Like Jesus, as he was tempted in the desert by Satan, challenge those temptations and lies with what you know to be truth, with what can be backed by scripture. What truths can become part of your defense against evil forces? Come discuss this and your own wellness goals in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group. Be sure to check out the Victory Wall and share when you are able to successfully resist the negative thinking habits and spiritual attacks. Check back next week for more thoughts on finding Christ-centered life balance. What areas of life do you find are most difficult to balance? I look forward to hearing from you in the groups. And I want you to remember that every day is full of opportunities, so make every day incredible. Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.